Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now he is on the fan hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you?
And a true American hero, and I still apologize.
That's all right. It's featuring Clay Hall.
Featuring
Clay Hall.
And for henceforth, I want to not be known as friend of the show, but mega amigo of the show.
Oh, I like mega amigo.
You see where I went there?
Mega or amigo?
Mega.
I like mega
amigo.
So what you want to
do? So anyway.
All right.
So what's your question, caller?
My question this week is Ohio State overlooking Illinois as they start to think about Penn State. No, I'm not going to ask that.
No, they're not. They're
I don't
not
know how they could overlook this game. I mean, they're playing good football at Illinois.
Yeah, sort of. They're not playing great defense, and which sets up for Ohio State, which is playing pretty good offense, especially where Illinois itches, which is stopping the forward pass if you give the other quarterback time. But Illinois is playing well, but there is more like they're having to outscore people than just shut people down. So that's the interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea against Ohio State, who's what, giving up two touchdowns this year? How many?
Yeah. Giving up two touchdowns total in five games. But but Illinois, Ohio State has been probably the nation's best defense total. I mean, I think you could make that argument so far this year in terms of the way they've taken care of business. And as I always like to say, people can talk about all kinds of stats and analysis and data and all this stuff. When you lead the nation in fewest points given up, you're pretty good on defense.
Yeah, and if you're Illinois and you allow the 10th most sacks per game,
right.
I'm wondering if Luke Allmire's going to need a little. Right. He's going to need some combat pay for this one.
Yeah, I called it this earlier today. I don't mean to be repeating myself, but I always look at Illinois as being a pothole game for Ohio State in this quest for a second straight national championship, meaning on the road to a possible second straight national championship. And but that was like before the season started. As I refer to it now, it's like a pothole on your favorite street that's been filled in, and it's got a little bit of a bump to it now. You know what I mean? You still got to take care of business. And if you can avoid falling, avoid going over it, you do, but it's not going to blow your tire out.
I got to normally we always talk about Ohio State, and I think maybe because I'm sitting in Cleveland and we're trying to figure out what the quarterback situation is going to be. But right after the Ohio State game, you've got Oregon and Indiana, Dante Moore and Fernando.
Wait a minute. Let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
Please.
You could put that on a loop and play that every week.
Man, no kidding.
Every year, buddy. Every week of every year, 24/7, 365. Go ahead now.
All I know is the closest thing we've come to an Ohio State quarterback here is what? Tom Tupa? That's about it when he was punting.
Oh, no. You had, Sugar. Terrell Pryor.
What am I saying? Yeah, Terrell Pryor.
He didn't play quarterback.
Did he? Yeah, he didn't.
He might have thrown a trick pass at one point.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, your question was
Dante Moore against Fernando Mendoza. Yeah, like, I'm looking forward to this.
that's the game of the week. I mean, it was going to be Oklahoma and Texas until Texas lost two games in their rebuilding. I don't know how you can turn around now with a straight face and be an expert and say, well, you know, Texas was always going to have problems with its offensive line, its revamped offensive line. I go, you knew that when you voted them number one in the country back in August. Are you kidding me? That they were going to be real rebuilding things, and they were going to have a first-year full-time starting quarterback in Arch Manning. Now, you know, I mean, we can dissect his game all you want, but when you throw in some other things, they're not playing defense like they have the last couple of years, but, well, definitely last year. So all kinds of things going on with the Red River Showdown, as they call it now.
Yes.
When I grew up down in Texas, it was a Red River Shootout, but I guess you're not allowed to say that anymore. But who saw, like, 4 years ago, if I told you 4 years ago, Indiana, Oregon, a showdown game.
In basketball? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Maybe. But not in football. And what Kurt Cignetti has done, I don't, you know, this will probably blow up on me, but tomorrow. But I was saying all through the offseason when everybody else was still calling what Indiana did last year an aberration or whatever other term, big word you want to use there. I go, man, I don't know. They have replaced guys in the transfer portal extremely well. Kurt Cignetti has a plan. And,
he does.
And then he goes out and upgrades compared to this time a year ago at quarterback. And Fernando Mendoza, who you know from my previous appearance on this highly rated program.
Yes.
You know, I love saying Fernando Mendoza.
Oh, I thought you loved his saying highly rated. Never mind. Keep going.
No, y'all like saying that when you go in for your raises, which I hope you get.
Yeah.
Just play my segments, and I'm sure you'll get nothing. But, they're an upgrade on offense. I mean, they're better than they were last year on offense. And but there's a chance that Oregon might be too. I mean, with Dante Moore, because he's, you know, obviously he's a first year starter, sat behind Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if you know who that is, Dylan Gabriel. Last year
sounds familiar, but I think we saw him.
Does he play for the London Monarchs? Is that where
exactly?
He's saw,
yeah, he may go to London and decide to live there. But I digress. Bottom line is they like. I mean, you like Dante Moore. I mean, almost everybody in creation wanted Dante Moore 3 years ago when he was coming out of high school. He went to UCLA to play under Chip Kelly, and that, you know, obviously Chip Kelly absconded and or whatever the word is there. But the point is, he's really good too. Anybody can see that. So yeah, this could be interesting because I was talking with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. We just recorded my Tim May show for today, and we were talking about how this could actually turn into a defensive, more of a defensive game than an offensive game. So this is a real unknown on Saturday of Indiana at Oregon and what kind of game you're actually going
to. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tennessee.
Let me ask you one silly question. Any chance they would ever move a game like that to 9 a.m. Pacific? I mean, they make such a big deal about having Fox Big Noon Kickoff. Do you ever think they'll take a West Coast game and throw it on at 9 o'clock in the morning?
I'm thumbing through my thesaurus, my thesaurus, my record of silly questions, and that's not in there.
Oh.
You know why? They did that once. Remember, I think it was USC. Was it USC or somebody hosted a game?
It was a USC game. You're right, Tim.
Yeah.
They did do
and
that.
Nope.
Because I remember Lincoln Riley losing his mind.
Oh, yeah. He should. I mean, that's really stupid to be thinking you're getting up 2 hours before the sun comes up to get ready to play a football game. No, I don't think there's any chance of that happening because there would be too much pushback.
Only in the NFL. You're right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, even the NFL. But the NFL.
But it was a 1 o'clock kick there. Yeah.
May start at 10 a.m. our time, the London game. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon over there, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, but yeah, you got to keep that relative. You know, I heard some national guy talking about whether Alabama is going to suffer from the time crunch. They're playing at Missouri this week and at 11 a.m.
Oh.
You know, like Ohio State kickoffs at 11 a.m. local time
right.
in Champaign. And I was screaming at the radio, Alabama's in central time zone just like Missouri is. You know what I mean?
Some people don't map good, Tim.
I don't know. They don't map good. They don't map well.
The only thing worse than that is living in the mountain time zone. No one cares about you there. That is the forgotten time zone. Yes.
That's got to be the strangest because, you know, Colorado, speaking of that, Colorado played a game, several weeks ago. It started at 10 a.m. local time. Mm-hmm. They hosted a game. So 10 a.m. Mountain Time, noon Eastern. So, you know, that's pretty close to 9 a.m. when you think about it.
It's kegs and eggs, baby.
Hey, it's 9 a.m. somewhere, which is basically the Pacific time zone. But, yeah, it's going to be this Ohio State game is going to be interesting only because they should win it and win it convincingly. The weather's not going to be a factor like it more often than not. 80% of the time, the weather, the wind is a factor over there. Doesn't look like it's going to be a factor at all because – you know, I've always called that Memorial Stadium the wind tunnel, the way it's set up north to south and just kind of enhances the wind, kind of like on a city street, you know, where a bunch of big buildings are. So it's not going to be that way, it looks like, tomorrow. So it should be Ohio State should be able to play its game on both sides of the ball.
The legend Tim May joining us on the fan hotline right here. All right, so Altmyer has been the head of this Illinois offense, and it is just cranking. I mean, 10.5 yards per pass attempt for him. He's got close to a 74% completion percentage. Do you think that you're going to see something similar to this going up against Ohio State's defense, or do you think Ohio State defense is just going to be like, eh?
It's yet another test in a different way of this Ohio State defense. Last week, it was sort of that test with Minnesota, you know, with Drake Lindsey, that big tall quarterback they've got now, and they've kind of let him throw the ball around a lot. Ohio State handled that extremely well. Got after him, didn't get the number of sacks they got the week before at Washington, but pretty much contained him and contained them in terms of what they were doing. This is another test. I like Altmyer a lot. I think Altmyer's gonna be in the NFL. Maybe as a starter, but maybe as a longtime backup. But the Ohio State defensive front's playing extremely well right now, and their coverage situation. I'm standing on a sidewalk here, and this guy's pushing a cart that's making more noise than it should be.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to get away so the cart doesn't implode near you?
No, I'm done. He's gone. But the cart man. But the bottom line is, I think Ohio State did get another sort of test of what this new look, semi-new look defense is going to go against. I think it's equipped very well to play against this offense. And one of the things is they have trouble protecting, Illinois does, from sort of one series to the next. So the front four, maybe the augmented blitzing game, which you haven't seen Ohio State really blitz a lot. In the sense of bringing more than four, you know what I mean? And everybody zones people, zone blitzes and stuff. But whether Ohio State kind of gets after him from the get-go, he's more of a guy that is a little bit more of a – wants to be a pocket presence as opposed to get out on the edge and make things happen on a continued basis. So we'll see if Ohio State contains him like they did Damon Williams 2 weeks ago and then last week with Drake Lindsey.
Tim, as always, thank you. We appreciate you. Looking forward to listening to your next episode of the Tim May podcast featuring the great Clay Hall, right?
I get that right? And by the way, I apologize because I couldn't think of any way funny to end that last little part I was talking about.
I was disappointed
when you talk Ohio State defense these days, you're talking serious business.
Serious.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they get in the end zone. I would. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Bingo.
It'll be interesting.
That would be the first goal. That should be the first goal by Illinois to break the is to get into the end zone. Unlike three of Ohio State's first five opponents have not been able to.
Amen. Thank you, Tim May.
You're a legend. I owe you Eliminator 3.
You are a legend. Thank you, Tim. Goodbye.
Pass the plate. Pass the plate.
Okay. We don't have to. We're putting pennies in there. Bye, Tim.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.